Amen. God bless you this morning. Resurrection Sunday. Amen. What a blessing to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. God has been so good to us, having sent his Son all the way from heaven down to save a wretch like you and like me. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He loves us just that much. Amen. And this morning, I just want to talk about the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Starting with Psalms 91, 1 through 2, it says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in whom I trust." And John 15 and 4 says, "Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Live in me, and I will live in you. Just know that no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me." Psalms 23 and 6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalms 91 and 4 says, "He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart." Psalms 90 and 1 says, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations." And Psalms 32 and 7 says, "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." Psalm 16 and 6 says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." Psalms 27 and 4 says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." Psalm 61 and 4 says, "Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings." Psalm 61, 3, "For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy." Psalm 15 and 1, "Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain?" 15 and 2 of Psalms, "He who walks with integrity and practices righteousness, who speaks the truth from his heart." 140 and 13 of Psalms, "Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence." 23 and 6 Psalms, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." 119, 114 Psalms, "You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word." All of these texts we just gave talk about the presence of the Lord. How wonderful and how good and how pleasant it is to be in the presence of the Lord. There is nothing better. All these things we're seeking in this world, they might give us temporary this or temporary that, but none of them will bring the peace, the joy, the comfort that God brings with us being in his presence. God knows us. He made us. He knows all about us. He knows every hair on our head. And to be in his presence, it's like a coming together. It's like icing on the cake. Oh, to be in the presence of the Lord. Now, let's look at the text for this morning so you can get a better grasp of being in the presence of the Lord. Genesis 28, 10 through 16. We're talking about Jacob. Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. And taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on this stairway. And there above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely, oh my God, the Lord is in this place. And I wasn't even aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. And so Jacob awakes after this dream, and he exclaims, surely the Lord is in this place, and I didn't even know it. He knew his omnipresence. He knew all about that, but he did not expect this special manifestation, if you please, of the Lord in this particular place. Now, this was far from the sanctuary of his father. He's laying out with his head on a stone, and he filled with just awe, solemn awe, when he finds himself in the house of God while he's laying out here at the gate of heaven, he finds himself. Now, in Genesis 32, 22 through 20, right around that text, it says, but during the night, he got up, and this is 22 through 30, I meant to say, and he awakened, and his two wives and his concubines. This is the same text, but it's basically going into a different portion of that text. And his 11 sons sent them across the Jordan to the Jabbok Ford of possessions, returned again to his camp, and there he was alone, and a man wrestled with him until dawn. Another one of his dreams. And when the man saw that he couldn't win the match, he struck Jacob's hip and knocked it out of joint at the socket. And the man said, let me go, for it is dawn. But Jacob panted and said, I will not let you go until you bless me. What is your name? The man asked. Jacob was his reply. And the man said, it isn't anymore. Your name is now Israel. One who has power with God, because you have been strong with God, and you shall prevail with men. And what is your name? Jacob asked him. No, you don't need to know my name, the man said. And he blessed him right there. And Jacob named this place Peniel, the face of God. For he said, I have seen the face of God, and yet my life has been spared. And then the sun rose and he started on, and he was limping because of his hip. The man who he wrestled with broke his hip. And this is why even today people of Israel don't eat meat near the hip in the memory of what happened that night. So Jacob has these two dreams and all these things occur. And God is in the presence of this particular place, and Jacob knows it. And at first, he didn't even realize it. But finally and ultimately, he did. Okay? And when God is present, It simply means you do not have to fear. You have nothing to worry about. God brings about a certain comfort, a certain peace. Huh? And even in the word, it says that God did not give us a spirit of fear. Jacob wasn't afraid when he had these dreams. He knew he was in the presence of the Lord. So if you're afraid when something happens to you, that has nothing to do with God. Because God doesn't bring about a spirit of fear. He brings about a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what 2 Timothy 1:7 says. There is no need to fear any enemy or obstacle because God's presence provides power, deliverance, and salvation. Huh? And the songwriter said, you will never leave. When you meet God, you will never leave the same way you came. And anybody who meets Jesus, you cannot meet Jesus and stay the same. You will never leave the same way you came. If you meet so-called Jesus and nothing happens to you and you're the same, you haven't met Jesus. He's too powerful for you to meet him and for you to not change, for there not to be some change in your life. When you come into the presence of the Lord, you will be changed. For the power of the Lord, there will be changes in you. You will never leave the way you came. That's what the songwriter said. That's what the word of God says. The presence of the Lord, that's what Jacob said, is in this place. Huh? The anointing of the Lord is in this place. You will know when you have met Jesus. Because things will happen in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, that will ultimately change you. God will literally change your mind. Huh? That's why the songwriter said, my life will never be the same. For the presence of the Lord is in this place. And I'm not going to hold you this morning here on this Resurrection Sunday. Go spend time with your family. Go spend time with your friends. Go and feel the presence of the Lord. And know that when God is involved in your life, wherever you are, lying in the field, lying in your bed, in the bathroom, in your car, at work, wherever you are, if the presence of the Lord is in that place, you will know it, you will feel it, and you will leave as a changed person. And so this morning, I opened the doors of the church. And I opened the doors of the church with my arms outstretched, asking you to make a decision for the Lord. To realize that when you are in the presence of God, when you are in the presence of the Lord, things happen. Something comes over your mind, your soul, your body. You cannot be the same. The power of God is too great. He opens blinded eyes. He unstops deaf ears. He raises the dead. For God's sake, know with whom you're dealing. And so the doors of the church are open this morning on this Resurrection Sunday. Oh, what a time to stretch out the arms of the Lord and pull you in. One hand reaching up to God, one hand reaching down to man, pulling them back together again through the blood of Christ. And you can feel the presence of the Lord. Will you come this morning? Will you make a difference in your life? Will you give God a chance to lead you on the right path? I don't know what you've been doing, but I know it hasn't been working for you. I've been talking to you. I've been counseling you. I know what's going on. And now I'm asking you to give God a chance. You've tried everything, and everything is failed. Now try Jesus and come into the presence of the Lord and let God make a difference in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your word. And we pray that these words that we have spoken this morning will bless and encourage and edify and strengthen and uplift and save somebody. Let them realize they've got to let the world go. They got to let the things of the world go and take hold of the wings of the Lord and let your presence come upon them, that they might be strengthened, that they might be encouraged, that they might be uplifted. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is our prayer. And we thank you for the answer and the blessing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Faith Worth Finding Ministries Weekly Encouragement. By now, where God bless you. Please tell a friend. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord is in this place.
Yes, 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 yes.
Right here.
Oh, hallelujah.
Right now. The presence of the Lord.
Yeah.